34-yard field goal. They're going to fake it. It's a little pitch going up to the near side right. Taking it into the end zone. Terrence Fells, dancer. And Virginia has done it again. The Cavaliers with a fake field goal, this time on a little shovel pass from Hodges. 16 yards, and the Hoos back out in front.
Just extraordinary.
Been working on that.
I've been working on that.
That was a very clever play in the first half, and perfectly executed, and it shows that the Virginia coaching staff is on the ball because they found a flaw in Maryland's field goal defense team, and they were taking that outside man, was going too wide, and all they did was pitch inside, and Virginia's line blocked down, and
We're really good at the fake kicks.
We got that down.
You know, the one thing I liked about it is, in recent games, the going for it on fourth down, the fake kicks demonstrates that Coach London is playing to win. I mean, you know, it hadn't worked out in the last couple of weeks at least, but he's doing everything he can to demonstrate to the fans and the team that he's going to do what he can to try to win the football game.
One quick editorial on this. I think one of the things that has really inspired the knowledgeable football fan base and the diehard alumni, I think somehow Coach London and his staff, whether it's Reed or Ron Mattis or Sean Moore or Anthony Poindexter, all those guys, somehow they were able to convince us and almost trick us to think this team could be bowl eligible. Because just a few weeks ago, there they were. They'd beaten Miami, and they had Duke on the road, and except for a few crazy bounces of the ball.
It's two plays.
It is. They could.
It's fourth and long at Duke and third and long the other day. Even if the Darnell Carter intercepts that ball, it's still possible Maryland could come back and win the game. The one thing about the Duke play, if Duke doesn't convert, the game's over.
The game was over.
Because Virginia's taken a knee twice, and the game's over. At Maryland, who knows? But that was a big momentum play in the football game, and if Virginia gets the ball back with a lead at that point in time, you just have to think they had a pretty good chance to win the game.
All right, a couple of key pointers here. Next week, we have former Wahoo running back and Peach Bowl star Howard Petty. Former UVA defensive back Bobby Call will be in studio with us. And former UVA kicker Kenny Stadlin, who still owns the record or tied with the record of the 56-yard made field goal at Virginia Tech. Not too shabby. They will all be with us next week, as well as one of the specialists from West End Orthopedic, as well as possibly Chris Horn to give us a recruiting update. UVA did pick up DJ Bell, a nice player, this week. I know that Virginia still has three more scholarships to give, so I know they're still on the hunt for a couple of big names. In the meantime, it looks like there's a good chance that we'll have a game-watching party on November the 29th when UVA travels up to Minnesota. 7 p.m. tip-off, November 29th. That's a Monday night up there at Minnesota. And the game-watching party will be at TGI Fridays, 7,000 block of West Broad Street, Glenside and Broad.
Yeah, Glenside and Broad at the Fridays, and that's the ACC Big Ten Basketball Challenge, which will take place after the Wahoos get back from the Maui Invitational. So lots of things happening.
Virginia is at Boston College this Saturday, 12 noon, ESPNU. Haba, who do you like?
BC.
That's a bad answer. What's the score? Give us a score.
24-10.
Okay. What do you say, Michael?
I give the Hoos the victory, but a close one, 31-30.
All right, Joe, make your pick.
Got to be the Hoos, 24-21.
You know, I'm like Joe. I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring game than recently because the weather up there is usually kind of rugged. I'm going to say 17-14 Cavaliers. And Vern is over here chomping to give his take.
I'm going to have to go with BC.
Oh, no.
Let's see, 20-17.
All right, we got a minute till our next break. Haba, looking at the other games real quick, NC State at Carolina, that's a grudge match. Duke at Georgia Tech, 1:30. Clemson at Wake Forest, poor Wake Forest having a terrible year.
Virginia Tech-Miami should be a good football game.
That's a slugfest. That's a big game.
Now that Virginia Tech beat North Carolina, it's kind of meaningless. I think Virginia Tech's pretty much in the championship game. They would have to lose both of their last games.
But you know they can't take Virginia again. There's just no way at the end of the season. We got them.
One would hope. But
right, we got them. They're overconfident.
But hope does spring eternal.
So Virginia Tech at Miami, who do you like?
The Hokies.
You know, I'm going to take Morris. That kid is on fire, the quarterback who stepped in for Ja'Cory Harris. I'm going to take Morris in an upset. Miami is going to win that game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Why don't we say 35-31 Hurricanes. Florida State's at Maryland. That's a good game as well. Who do you like, Habo?
I like the Seminoles.
I'm going to go with the Terrapins. I think the quarterback is living a charmed life and gets away with throwing one right in the teeth of defense, tipped away. All right, we're going to head to our next break. We've only got a few minutes after that in our last break, so stay with us. You're listening to Who's Talking.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, final segment. Frank, we've referenced this before, but give us the abridged version of the play of the game from Saturday's football game.
And our good sponsor, LeClaire Ryan, gets credit. We've chosen the UVA men's football game versus Maryland. The Cavaliers had rallied the crowd of 45,000-plus as they clung to a narrow 23-21 lead late in the third quarter, while Maryland faced a difficult 3rd-and-14 situation. The momentum was clearly in Virginia's favor. Moments later, that momentum disappeared. Senior linebacker Darnell Carter, wearing a sling on one of his shoulders, was restricted when he leaped in the air to try to intercept a forced pass down the field by redshirt freshman Danny O'Brien. Unfortunately, he tipped the ball right into the hands of Maryland wide receiver Laquan Williams for a 26-yard game. Three plays later, Maryland was in the end zone, and really Virginia never really recovered, and Maryland waltzed away with a victory 42-23. This is only the second time in Charlottesville since 1992 that Maryland had beaten Virginia. Hopefully it won't happen again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing is, as we referenced earlier, now we know why he's a linebacker and not a tight end with hands like that. But
right.
At any rate, Michael Tusky has a few more Olympic sport notes to pass along.
All right. UVA golfing alumnus Steve Marino finished tied for 9th at the Children's Miracle Network Classic this past weekend in Florida. He shot a 69 in the final round to finish 14 under par and took home a cool $127,000. The third-ranked Virginia women's field hockey team beat number 11 Michigan State 3-2 in overtime on Saturday at the University Hall turf field. Freshman Ellie Buckley scored 2 goals, including the game winner. The team earned another victory on Sunday by beating Princeton 4-2. With the win, Virginia advances to the Final Four for the 2nd consecutive season and the 4th time overall in program history. They will face number 2 North Carolina at 2 p.m. on Friday in College Park, Maryland, in the NCAA semifinals. The number 12 Virginia women's cross-country team won the NCAA Southeast Region title last weekend by placing 4 runners in the top 25. It was their 2nd Southeast Region championship in 3 years. With the win, the women earn an automatic bid to the 2010 NCAA championship, which they have appeared in for the 5 of the past 6 years. Another great consistent stat there. The number 21 men's cross-country team received an at-large bid to the NCAA championships after finishing 6th at the Southeast Regionals. Both teams will compete on Monday in Terre Haute, Indiana, beginning at noon. Finally, wrestling. We're ranked number 21 now, and we remain undefeated at 6-0. They earned an 18-13 win over the number 14 Kent State at the duels at Hershey. The Golden Flashes are the highest-ranked team the Cavaliers have ever defeated. Big win there. They also beat the Fighting Scots of Edinburgh 25-13 and the Citadel 32-6.
Well, there you have it. Frank, why don't you tell us again who's on the show next week?
We're excited. We've got former Peach Bowl star Howard Petty, former UVA defensive back Bobby Call, who was a walk-on and ended up having a fairly prominent role for a number of years. He'll be in studio with us. And former UVA kicker Kenny Stadlin, who is a terrific guy. I've gotten to know Kenny and Howard through the Chalk Talk program up there at Alumni Hall, and we're in for a real treat. Both these guys are, man, you talk about some serious wahoos. These guys bleed orange and blue.
That's our Thanksgiving Eve show next Wednesday night. And then the following Wednesday, we have booked Corey Alexander. He'll be on the show on Wednesday, December 1st. We'll have a lot of basketball to talk about at that point in time because the Virginia basketball team, the men's team, will have played 5 games between now and then, the 3 in Maui, Stanford tomorrow night, and, of course, Minnesota in the Big Ten Challenge. So a lot to talk to Corey about in that regard. And then Wednesday, December 8th, if you're marking your calendar ahead, Joe Palumbo a real icon of the Virginia football program and one of those retired jerseys, a special guy to a lot of people in Charlottesville and around the Virginia football program.
And still regarded as one of the greatest defensive line players ever to play at UVA.
And where was he from?
I think
Pennsylvania,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah, there's something about Pennsylvania athletes. I think Joe Strobe is from Pennsylvania, the way he's raising his arms.
Well, you've given him a new name, but other than that, well done, Hobo. You know what?
I said Joe, right?
You got
I had
the
that
Joe,
right.
You get Joe right. We're also working on a potential game-watching party at TGI Fridays on Monday, November 29th at 7 o'clock when UVA plays at Minnesota.
Up in the barn, good old Tubby Smith.
Yeah, the ACC Big Ten Challenge. We'll have confirmation of that very shortly. Again, we want to thank our guests, Joe Stroba and Vern Inge. Michael Tusky did a great job, as usual, getting us ready for the show.
As well as Chris Luzar by phone, a guest earlier in the show.
A lot of fun, and we give an assist to Nancy Luzar for beating on her son to actually agreeing to come on the show. So.
And good luck to the basketball Hoos, both men and women's tomorrow night, and the football Hoos on Saturday up in Boston.
Very good. Go Hoos.
Absolutely. See you next Wednesday night at 6 p.m.